This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
We got Malcolm Mickey Harris joining us in studio. How we doing, sir?
What's up, Gino? It's good to see you, my brother.
Good to see you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing very, very well.
Look good, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We're having a great time here in studio, giving away Taylor Swift merch all types of holiday presents. And I know that this past weekend was absolutely massive in the sports world. We got championships going down galore. What do you got?
Come on. I mean, let's take it away, man. Shout out to all the state champions and, of course, in the city and surrounding areas. So let me get some love specifically to Baylor, of course, man, taking it up against Brentwood Academy, man. It was awesome just to see the Blue Cross Bowl and the energy throughout all the state championship games. So that was amazing to see. And a lot of good quarterback play. I want to talk about two quarterbacks. The first was a quarterback that flipped from Georgia and is now staying home in Vanderbilt. So Jared Curtis, he is out of Nashville. Christian, he is awesome. Dynamic guy. He flipped in signing day last week and is officially signing with the Vanderbilt Commodores. So is crazy. Speaking of quarterbacks, the college football scene, man, this past weekend was nuts. Right. So we had an upset Duke over Virginia. We had Indiana beating Ohio State.
That was huge.
Fernando Mendoza, who is the Heisman front runner, had a great fourth quarter. Wasn't the best game, but had a great fourth quarter. And then also the Georgia Bulldogs, man, that Georgia train kept rolling against the Alabama Crimson Tide in the SEC championship game. And a lot of good ball.
I watched that one during Main Times 24.
Yeah.
Barrel House had it going.
Yeah. How was Maine for you? Was it good?
Yeah, it was always a
good time. Maine is always a good time, bro.
Yeah. It's one of those unique Chattanooga events.
Yeah.
And then when people can gather to watch football or whatever the case may be, it's always a good news day.
Speaking of unique events, a unique event happened today that you're not going to believe for your listeners. All right. So there's this guy by the name of Philip Rivers.
Yes.
Phillip Rivers is a old guy in football terms.
I remember the name.
He is 44 years old, and he is officially going to be a starting quarterback of the National Football League. Wow. He unretired today and will be joining the Colts for their playoff run because of injury to the quarterback position. So their starter, Daniel Jones, tore his Achilles on Sunday. He is done for the season. Their backup also has a knee injury, and Anthony Richardson has an eye injury. He's not ready to play yet, so they went and signed Phillip. And the reason is because he runs the same system that he all this time did while he was with the Chargers and with the Colts for his high school team. He coaches high school and runs the playbook.
This is like out of a movie.
It is literally a Disney movie, Gino.
It sounds like
it's a Disney film. So they were like, you know what? You did really good with this. We need a quarterback. Can you hand off the ball and are you in shape? He said yes and yes. And he was in the semifinals for the Hall of Fame for the NFL. He is foregoing that. He will not be eligible for another 5 years. And he will be presumably starting in the next 2 weeks for the Indianapolis Colts.
That's kind of a fun story to watch.
Yeah.
See what happens there.
Yeah. So I think the Colts are now going to be America's favorite team because I want to see how this 44-year-old guy, and to put it in perspective, man, Philip Rivers has about 10-plus kids. Two of them are married.
Right.
And he is a grandfather.
Oh, my goodness.
So this guy, Grandpa Philip Rivers, is going to be...
Grandpa Rivers
is starting for the Indianapolis Colts. One heck of a story.
Okay. Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll have to keep posted on that one.
Definitely.
Does that mean that the talent pool is that low right now? That they have to pull the guys out? Is Brady going to get back in there? Like, what's going on?
Listen, I think now Brady's going to think, is this a challenge?
He's
going to start getting back in shape and stuff? Like, no, this is crazy, man. But yeah, I'm excited to see it. And speaking of old guys, my last thing, LeBron James, the 10-point streak is officially over. The other day, he has been getting 10 points every single game since 2007.
Okay.
That came to a crashing halt last week against the Toronto Raptors. He had the chance for the go-ahead bucket, but passed it to his teammate, Rui Hachimura, for the 3-point shot to win the basketball game. So, unselfish play, but the streak is officially over. Yeah.
Is that a sign, an end of the times type thing?
LeBron, man, I've been a fan my entire life.
Have.
I mean, I love LeBron. The end is near.
The end is near.
So if you
love
LeBron like me, make sure you get some tickets because we're not going to be watching for
too
much longer.
This might be the farewell tour.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, very cool. Malcolm Mickey Harris from Chatted Up Sports. Make sure you give their podcast a follow at Chatted Up Sports. We're, of course, linked up at hits96.com. How's the podcast going? You guys got some stuff in the works?
Yeah, man. We just did the Chattanooga Bar Awards. So real quick, we just literally compared bars to actual football teams and football players. So There was like the Shady's Corner Award. There was also like the Unknown Caller Award. It was one of our last episodes, so definitely go check that out. And yeah, just doing it for the city, man. It's going well.
There we go. Chatted Up Sports right here on Hits 96. Malcolm, thank you so much.
Gino,
have a good night, okay?
Appreciate you, brother. You too.
All right, it's Hits 96.